This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish P. Abraham. BJP has filed a complaint with Delhi police against senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi for assault and incitement after two party MPs got injured during a peaceful protest by NDA MPs in Parliament House complex yesterday. Addressing a press conference at party headquarters, senior party leader and union minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan accused Mr. Gandhi of misbehaving with NDA MPs in the Parliament House complex. The minister said BJP MP Pratap Sarangi was seriously injured and admitted in the hospital, and another MP Mukesh Rajput was also injured. He said tribal MP Pangon Konyak was treated inappropriately by Rahul Gandhi and she has complained about it to the chairman of the Rajya Sabha. Meanwhile, a delegation of Congress MPs also reached the police station and filed a counter-complaint in the matter. Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri will be on a three-day official visit to Mauritius from today. The visit marks the first high-level bilateral engagement between India and Mauritius after the formation of the new government in Mauritius led by Prime Minister Navin Chandra Ramgoolam. The visit is a continuation of the regular high-level exchanges between the two countries and reflects the priority India attaches to its relation with Mauritius under its Vision Sagar, Africa Forward Policy and commitment to Global South. India and Mauritius share age-old ties rooted in shared history, culture and tradition and encompasses cooperation across several sectors. Union Home Minister Amit Shah is visiting West Bengal today. He is scheduled to attend the Foundation Day program of the Sashastra Seema Bal, SSB, at around 10:30 a.m. tomorrow in Siliguri, Darjeeling district. The SSB is responsible for guarding the borders of Nepal and Bhutan. Proceedings of both houses of parliament were marred yesterday over the remarks of Union Home Minister Amit Shah on Dr. B.R. Ambedkar. This is the second consecutive day when the Lok Sabha and the Rajya Sabha could not transact any substantive business. When the Lok Sabha met after the first adjournment at 2 p.m, opposition MPs including Congress, DMK, Samajwadi Party and others trooped into the well. Amid the din, the presiding officer adjourned the house for the day. Similar scenes were witnessed in the Rajya Sabha also. When the house assembled after adjournment at 2 p.m, the incident related to injury of two BJP MPs during a protest in the Parliament House complex was raised. Deputy Chairman Harivansh has dismissed a no-confidence motion moved against the Rajya Sabha Chairman Jagdeep Dhankar. Opposition parties had moved a no-confidence motion against the chairman, alleging that he was working in a partisan manner. In his ruling, Deputy Chairman termed this an act of impropriety, severely flawed, drawn in haste and hurry to mar the reputation of the Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar. He further said it was aimed to damage the constitutional institutions. At least 60 opposition members had signed the notice for removal of Vice President Dhankar from his post on December 10th. The air quality in the national capital, Delhi, continues to be in the severe category with an average air quality index of 442 as of 8 yesterday. According to the Central Pollution Control Board, some areas of the city have breached the 400 AQI levels into the very poor category. The India Meteorological Department has forecast that Delhi and the surrounding NCR are likely to experience smog and dense to shallow fog during the night and morning hours over the next coming days. Russia and Ukraine have both ruled out renewing a key gas transit deal for Europe. Russian President Vladimir Putin stated that Kyiv has refused to extend the five-year agreement to transport Russian gas across Ukraine beyond its expiry at the end of this month. In a statement in Brussels, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky also indicated that Kyiv will not transit Russian gas. During his annual press conference, President Putin confirmed that there will be no such contract. It is clear now. Earlier, European Union leaders met with President Zelensky, with gas transit being a key topic of discussion. Countries led by major gas buyer Slovakia have recently intensified efforts to find a solution to ensure that gas flows from the east continue next year. In the Women's T20 cricket series, India beat the West Indies by 60 runs in the third and final match to clinch the series 2-1 at the D.Y. Patil Stadium in Navi Mumbai yesterday. Put into bat first, India posted their highest ever total in Women's T20s, scoring 217 for 4 in 20 overs thanks to Smriti Mandhana's 77 runs of 47 balls and Richa Ghosh's quick fire 54 runs of just 21 balls. And that is the end of this news bulletin.